Step number three that we were going to look at is managing motivation during periods of uncertainty. Majority of people actually do like change. What they don't like is uncertainty. So as leaders and managers, we need to enable them to move through a change process as easily as possible. And when things get slightly chaotic, where we haven't got absolute clarity and 100% clear information, we need to manage uncertainty and put some framework around it. Now, as human beings, we are designed to protect ourselves. We are designed to fight or flight. And it is a human response that if you change something and there's a sense that the individuals have no control over the change, the natural reaction is to go defensive. And this is what we usually interpret as resistant behaviour. So if a change comes in and the perception is that the individuals have got no control over the change, you can expect and you will see people become quite defensive and shut down until they understand what the change is and they can feel as though they can have some degree of influence over the outcome of that change. What we need to do as leaders in managing these people through this change process to keep them motivated is, yes, to talk about the benefits to them of the change and the benefits that are meaningful to them, and to hopefully give them the opportunity to feel in control of implementing that change. And this will tap into your skills, your facilitation skills. And one thing I would advise to avoid is too many of the pep talks, because if people feel they're receiving too many of the pep talks, this again will demotivate them and disengage them in the change process. We need to give people time to come to terms with understanding what the change means to them and how they can control the outcome. Now, some changes are clear. They can be documented and defined. But organisations are complex. And in this day and age, having 100% of certainty and clarity is a rare situation to have in organisations. Most organisations and managers and leaders are dealing either with chaos or extreme change and transformation where it's not clear what the impact is going to be. The role of a leader in ensuring that we can manage unmotivated team members is to give a simplified structure to what the key messages are about change, so unmotivated individuals can make sense of what it is that this change is going to be. There's two strategies here in helping unmotivated individuals to make sense and to structure it. Number one is to reduce the timeline, because unmotivated individuals, once they get a feeling that things are out of control, they will start worrying about what's going to happen next month and in 6 months' time. And a lot of productivity can be lost and a lot of energy can be consumed in conversations and dialogue and chit-chat that adds no value. So for you as a leader to focus on what can happen today or this week is very much about putting back in control of what today and this week is going to be and what you're going to produce. Because the shorter the time horizon, it increases that sense of control over what's going to happen. So that's number one. Number two, when we have uncertainty, we work with a framework of assumptions. And yes, those assumptions may change, but the assumptions enable us to decide in the context of those assumptions, what we're going to choose to do and what we're going to choose not to do. And the unmotivated team members can be part of that decision-making process. Your job is to facilitate that discussion. So, for example, if there's big organisational uncertainty, for you, it's to hold a group discussion or an individual discussion to say, this is what we know. This is what we can establish to be correct. these are the assumptions that we are using. And based on this, how can we get the best result and how can you control that result? So in maintaining motivation, individuals need to know what is the change and why is it important to me? Yes, we need to be able to articulate the benefits to them, both factual and perceived. And yes, we need to enable individuals to feel in control, because if we feel in control, this is the way of upping their motivation, because they can see how they're going to make a difference and tapping into how they feel valued. You know that most of your time is spent discussing performance with individuals. So how can we test that they feel motivated about something? How can we test that we've made a difference in our intervention with them? Again, I'm going to come back to questions. Two questions to test motivation before conversations close down. Number one, if you were in my shoes, what could I say, or what would you want me to say for you to really know how important this is? And the individual will think about that question and they will tell you if there's anything else that they need to hear to know how important this decision is or this proposal is. Second question, what do you need to see, hear or feel to know that you've been successful, to know that you've received everything that you need to receive? Is it something you see, something you hear or something you need to feel? And we test this before the conversation closes down. Okay, so in managing unmotivated individuals, three things to consider: you and your role as a role model. Number two, tapping into and finding out what's important to unmotivated individuals. And three, maintaining motivation when there's uncertainty and change. Thank you for listening to this AAT podcast.